Part 1. Photo by Robin Beck / AFP via Getty Images. Looky looky, what have we done? Do you see any good merit of this president? I was shocked like most Americans when Trump was elected, but this is far worse. With all the stuff coming out about COVID, Hunter, money, and his speeches. Dear Lord, please close your eyes or not hear what I am going to say. This is completely outrageous. This fucking president is going to destroy this country and all the integrity of its people. Lies upon lies, maybe he is just too stupid to fact check what his people are telling him, or he just does not care about what he says. On June 1, 2021, Joe spoke in Tulsa saying that, according to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists. Really, Joe? Well, let's see the proof. I don't know if he is intentionally trying to divide us, but he also stated in the same speech this, the flames from those burning crosses torched every region of the country. Millions of white Americans belong to the Klan, and they weren't even embarrassed by it, they were proud of it. We get it, Joe, white people are the devil. The same shit happens in every group, Joe. I bet the Crips are proud to be a Crip, the Bloods are proud to be a Blood, MS-13 is proud to be MS-13, fuck Joe, NASCAR drivers are proud to be NASCAR drivers. What the fuck difference does it make? People are proud to be part of something. According to my research, there is well under 10,000 KKK members in the United States. Not counting the other groups. That is a rather small force to say that it is the most lethal threat to us as Americans. This is plain racist on all fronts, whether you're white, black, or any other color you may be. Not only is he saying this about white people, but the way he says it seems demeaning and tasteless, like he is putting himself on a pedestal and looking down at all of us, not by color or race, but all of us. This is so fucked up. I don't believe in hate or hate groups, but as a friend of mine said, I hate everyone equally, is starting to make sense. Or in this way it's easier to dislike someone. This fucking guy can and will destroy us. Inflation is going up, meat is crazy and lumber is 300% higher today than it was a year ago. We are dependent on outside crude oil, rather than letting the pipeline here function. Spending 65 to 70 cents more a gallon now since we are importing more oil, not good for us, but great for the folks in other countries. He shuts down oil here, and gives support for the Russians to build their pipeline to Germany. Something is wrong with this picture. Isn't the president supposed to be working for us? Not supplying his son, Hunter and all of his friends which are cashing in on the shutdown of the Keystone pipeline and profiting. Oh yes, the rabbit hole goes this way past go. Hunter and his associates are set to make millions if not billions in this pipeline going from Russia to Germany. It will not say in official papers, but if you dig a little you will find it. How fucking corrupt is the government now? JFK would be so pissed if saw the Democratic Party today. More than pissed, he most likely would switch parties. What would be a rant without talking about the fuckface that is Fauci? If Biden wants to get some respect back, he needs to fire this piece of shit. Last year before COVID became a pandemic, Fauci was contacted 10 days before the first case in the US and was told that the COVID strain had been engineered and was not natural. Meanwhile, Fauci is telling us in this country that it was contracted from animal to human in a wet market, not to mention tax dollars are being spent by the Chinese scientist in a lab in Wuhan. Why are we friendly to China? What do they do besides steal jobs by being forced labor and/or cheap wages, make shitty components, and cheap knockoffs? Chinese people I don't have a problem with, but I do have a problem with communist regimes that possibly have murdered millions of their own to achieve what they have. At least Trump was looking into the idea of a lab leak before he left office. Fauci is like that friend that would steal your wallet and then help you look for it. He is set to make millions along with every other person in crazy fucked up political arena. He wrote a book, and possibly has a movie deal. What the fuck, I have an interesting story of death and awakening, offer me a book or movie deal. That's right, I don't have an agenda that falls in line with the current administration. I might be called a racist or get cancelled. We need to stop this shit now. We are watching the United States disintegrate right before our eyes. Maybe the Brits will come in and slap the shit out of Biden and all the other degenerates in the political sphere. Hell, someone come slap some sense into these people. I find all this crazy and humiliating. Maybe Putin will. 2 weeks from now those two are going to meet and better hope to God Biden doesn't give him Nebraska, Texas or some shit. Probably give him trillions of a worthless dollar to do biochemical weapons, to use against us in a future war. Shit, we already did that with China. We are fucked either way. Hold your loved ones near, and your guns fucking close because the Wild West will be upon us once again very soon. I probably should have built a bunker or some shit. Now that I am thinking about it. Thank you for reading or listening to Bullshit. Please like and subscribe for new rants, and coming soon to the podcast version, Interviews with Normal People, will be coming soon. Sincerely, Kempton Cook.